Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Ah, the Irish oral of segments.
You may have heard the tragic death of the Segway inventor during the week. He died, obviously, ironically, while riding a Segway.
I know you say tragic and serious and sad, but it was hilarious.
Well, I don't know if it was hilarious.
He rode his Segway off a cliff. There's a video up of me on Twitter driving around on a Segway. I mean, they're quite difficult. They don't go much faster than like 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour, like fast walking pace, really. How do you drive it off a cliff?
Presumably.
I'd even get off the road on it.
Uncarefully, I would suggest. Anyway, I compiled a list here of other people who have died by their own inventions. So, for example, in the late 1880s, a man was born called Thomas Midgley Jr. And he suffered from polio. He contracted at the age of 51. So what he did was he built an elaborate system of pulleys and strings that others could use to lift him out of the bed with ease.
It's like a human Thunderbirds puppet.
Yes, essentially. And that would get him out of the bed quite easily. It was very successful. Until 4 years later, the system failed and strangled him in his own bedroom. There was also something called an aero wagon, which was like a train that ran with jet engines. Right?
What could possibly go wrong?
It was made by a chap called Valerian Abakovsky. And unfortunately, as you can imagine, his experimental vehicle crashed and he was killed in it.
I don't know how fast that would go. Irish Rail should get one. We are now passing Newbridge, Kildare, Port Darlington.
Unfortunately, again, another fella called William Nelson died in 1903, aged just 24. According to the Times and New York Times, he was an inventor of much promise and an employee of General Electric, but he invented a motorized bicycle. So it was the first kind of motorbike, and he plowed himself into a wall, and that was the end of that. William Bullock invented the rotary printing press, which revolutionized the printing industry in the 1860s with speed and efficiency.
This isn't going to end well.
No, it isn't. He was killed in an accident a few years after he invented the rotary printing press. But he was making adjustments to a press that was being installed at the headquarters of the Philadelphia Public Ledger. And his leg was crushed in the machine. He developed gangrene and died a few days later.
Wow. What with all this bad bank news, it's great to have some good news in Dave's World.
Well, here's a guy called Franz Riechelt, who, to be fair, as soon as I saw the title of his invention, I went, you know what? You probably weren't going to live very long when he invented the coat parachute. there are plenty more, but I'll leave it on that note. If you want to drop me an email to davehasnofriends@98fm.com, I will send you out these strange deaths. davehasnofriends@98fm.com.
A coat parachute? Why would you even need it? Why? Sick of unsightly parachutes ruining your fashion?
Or a cold when you're at 30,000 feet? get one of France Riechel's coat parachutes. Katy Perry and 98FM, 20 past 6.